Guelph's PV Mart set to close as part of Canada-wide shutdown. PV Mart on Silver Creek Parkway North is closing up shop along with the rest of the stores across Canada, as PV Industries LP is seeking creditor protection. Some customers weren't surprised by the closure. For others, PV Mart was a regular stop for farming equipment or decorations. Read full story here. Guelph students warm up the community for those in need. Students at Holy Trinity and St. John Catholic Schools have been putting their knitting skills to good use, making hats, scarves, and blankets for local community organizations. Teachers from both schools were delighted to see how their social justice clubs spread love through knitting. They hosted a knit night for anyone who wanted to learn how to knit. Read full story here. New county speed enforcement cameras see over 7,000 tickets given out in 2 weeks. Speed cameras in Wellington County went live on January 15 and racked up 7,194 tickets. Count. James Seeley, mayor of Paslinch, called the number astonishing at a county council meeting. He noticed people have already started slowing down in Aberfoyle. He suggested the county look into install larger or brighter signs to let people know the cameras are there and allow them to correct their behavior. Read full story here. Power line turning off the lights after 40 years. Powerline co-owners and cousins Tim Huck and Brad Madigan are closing their business after 40 years after deciding to retire. They saw the evolution of technology from reel-to-reel tape recorders, cassette decks, TV consoles, DVD players, and high-end TVs. In the heyday of home electronics, there were about 5 or 6 independent electronics stores in Guelph. Powerline is the last one standing, said Huck. Read full story here. New Guelph business manufacturing Canadian made eco-friendly yarn. Longtime knitter Christine Laframboise has launched an eco-friendly yarn business called Waxwing Yarn Company. Yarn is typically sold in 100-gram formats and Waxwing sells in 25 grams and 100 grams. The smaller format has cost savings and for the business, less waste because of the smaller formats. Read full story here. Wellness retreat agritourism business proposed on Jones Baseline. Some residents are concerned about the potential impacts of a wellness retreat proposed just outside Cumnock. Property owners Shelley and Stephen Frank have applied to rezone 23.4 acres at 7090 Jones Baseline Road to permit a wellness retreat business for agritourism, including 5 tiny homes for overnight accommodation. In the application, there is a letter from residents neighboring the property who said they enjoy the peace and quiet, and raised concerns about privacy issues, noise, parking, and lighting on the subject property if approved. Read full story here. Guilty. Guelph man convicted of second-degree murder in father's death. Guelph man, Jaspal Singh Sidhu, has been found guilty of second-degree murder in the stabbing death of his father. The 12-person jury reached a verdict following roughly 3 hours of deliberations. The jury recommended Jaspal serve a minimum of 10 years before being eligible for parole. Read full story here.